USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With COVID-19 infections, hospitalizations, and deaths rapidly in decline, the state of Texas will lead the nation in ending the mask mandate and will no longer limit the number of people in any business. Texas businesses may still choose to require patrons to wear masks, but the decision will be at the individual business level. The new rules kick in March 10th. A crash just east of El Centro, California, involving suspected human smugglers and 25 illegal immigrants jammed into a single SUV, left over a dozen dead Tuesday. The overloaded SUV drove into the path of a semi-rig hauling two trailers of gravel. Customs and Border Protection said the crash happened 8 miles north of a hole that was cut in the border fence near Calexico, California. The fence that was cut was older and did not involve Trump Wall construction. Major League Baseball spring training continues today with 14 games scheduled. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Biden is taking advantage of President Trump's Operation Warp Speed vaccine development, and the American people are the beneficiary.
We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
President Biden making that announcement at the White House on Tuesday as he's cheering plans for Merck to help manufacture Johnson & Johnson's new coronavirus vaccine. Biden also pushing for states to prioritize teachers as essential workers for vaccinations over the most vulnerable.
Let's treat in-person learning like an essential service that it is, and that means getting essential workers to provide that service, educators, school staff, child care workers, get them vaccinated immediately. They're essential workers.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Operation Warp Speed was initiated by the U.S. government to facilitate and accelerate the development, manufacturing, and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines and therapeutics. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR is on the way to the Mojave Desert this weekend. The Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube, will be Sunday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Austin Dillon in the number 3 Chevy was asked by Motor Racing Network, what is it about the Las Vegas Motor Speedway that can make it a challenging track?
You know, Vegas is one of my favorite tracks. It's always been a rough place as far as turn one goes, and being able to turn through the bumps is very important. Turn three, you can't really miss the entry. It starts there. But yeah, the track has gotten a lot of character, over the last, couple of years, and that's what makes it fun to drive on and really kind of challenge yourself to be disciplined on your marks. And I mean, I really enjoy the track, and, you saw Kurt Busch be able to win, in the playoffs. We had a pretty solid run going. And I think we had a belt break. So, we've got a solid baseline for Vegas and want to continue the speed that we've shown the first two races.
Cole Custer in the 41 Ford was asked about the surface of the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Oh, well, it's a track that's kind of transitioning into that field, I guess you'd say. So it's getting there. It's starting to get a little bit more wore out, but it's also the big thing there is just the bumps. The surface might not be extremely worn, but they have just huge bumps. So it's does bring a huge challenge into how the driver is going to make it through the bumps and how the team's going to set the car up through it.
The race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.